Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're looking at Luke 7, verse 3, about the Roman centurion with the sick service. Watch what it says. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him, Jesus that is, to come and save the life of his servant. Why is this so important? And what's going on with this that God told us these words? Let's pick it up and see what God's showing us right now as we're continuing the service. God bless you.
When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him. You've got to understand certain protocols. There are protocols to coming in a church. There's protocols to talking to a minister. There are protocols to your job at work. There are protocols on the road that you drive. There are certain laws and rules and things you have to follow, or else you can end up bumping your head and getting hurt. How many of you believe that's true? So he was not a silly man. He said, you know what? I'm not even in this covenant. I don't know if he lives, if he's going to give me grace or mercy and help me, but I'm going to go with it. But I'm going to send people that are in the covenant so he'll at least receive them. You see, so there are certain things that you need to do. When you go to God, you need to go to God with reverence and respect. Can you say reverence? Yes. Say respect. Yes. Say honor. Yes. We're talking about God here. Yes. I'm not talking about a film star or a super sports star. I'm talking about the creator who created that film star, gave him the gift. And the sports person, I'm talking about that one. He created them. Are you with me now? I'm talking respect. If the president of the United States walked in here, I don't care if you voted for him or not, you would respect him. I certainly hope you would. Right? You got to respect people in the positions they're in. You're respecting the office. You understand? And Jesus, we're talking Jesus, the Son of God, God Himself. And I'm just going to go up to him and say, casual dude, hey, you're my bud. This is the one we worship and adore. This is the one who took it all for you and for me. Can you say amen? Watch here. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come. The centurion had heard of Jesus. He had heard what was going on. He'd probably heard some of his teachings through other people or whatever. But he had to know that I'm going to send someone else because I need something that's going to take a supernatural miracle. And some of us need a supernatural miracle because the doctors have said it's incurable. It's not incurable to God. I just want you to know. In the kingdom of God, there are no incurable diseases. Well, Pastor, now you're going too far. Okay, if there is an incurable disease in the kingdom of God, you're telling me God can't heal anything. Is there anything God cannot heal? The Creator who took your organs, every one of them, kidneys and pipes and timbres or whatever else is inside of us, right? I don't need to know all about it. Your veins, can you imagine your nervous system, your DNA? Come on. The one who said, zoop, he spoke it through words. You want to tell me he can't heal something? You don't believe in God, or you don't believe in the size of God and what he can do. Remember, he went to his own hometown, Jesus, and familiarity, we know him. He could do no mighty works there. He couldn't, not that he didn't want to, he wanted to, but because of unbelief. Unbelief is a blessing thief. And if you're in unbelief about God healing and incurable, you're not going to get healed. I'm telling you, you better get rid of unbelief out of your life now. Just go, unbelief. Everyone, say unbelief.
Unbelief.
Go. Get it out. Spit it out. I'm telling you, you want to be victorious, you better do the things that God says. Amen. 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 And so through those messengers, he got the whole thing. And we need to follow the example of that Roman centurion. So listen, when you come to God, come to him with honor and respect. Come to him. Listen, look at Luke 7, verse 4. With great emotion and respect, the elders presented their request to Jesus. Some people don't even know Jesus will heal them. They won't bring the request. They won't say, you've provided healing for me, so I'm going to take hold of healing, because they're not taught. Watch it. They presented their request or their case to Jesus. This man is worthy of your help. It's true that he's a centurion. He's not in the covenant, but he loves our nation. In fact, he paid for our synagogue to be built. You've got to come to God with great honor, great respect, and a great expectation of his grace, his mercy, and his love for us. Because that's what he has. He has mercy for us. He has love for us. And he sent forth his grace to us. Amen. So you come with a respect. You know, some people, if you think about them, there was blind Bartimaeus. Remember him? I've got a few more minutes, but you're getting the word now. You're getting the word. Your Sambo will wait. Your word won't. All right? Amen. So watch it. Remember blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, he was totally blind. He heard Jesus coming. He said, what's the noise? They said, it's Jesus of Nazareth is coming. You know what he did? He said, Jesus, son of David. Now, son of David was, you can read about that in Romans 1:3, where the Bible says that Jesus will come through the seed of David, which he did, right? So he's respecting and honoring, knowing that he's the Messiah. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Not big deal. Not, hey, dude, Jesus, son of David, I acknowledge who you are. I respect the fact that you are. I respect who you are. And I'm asking you to have mercy on me. Healed. Healed. The woman with the issue of blood, same story. She got healed. Think about the demon-possessed daughter. She came to Jesus and said, my daughter's lying at home vexed. She wasn't in the covenant. She's lying at home vexed with a demon spirit. Have mercy on us. She called him son of David. Have mercy on us. She respected him. She asked him with reverence and fear. And he got healed. Her daughter got healed. Just like that. Now, here's the kicker. And I'm not going to erase this because I want you to get it. Are you okay for 5 more minutes? All right? Even the father of the epileptic man, remember him? He said, your disciples came, they couldn't heal him. But I'm asking you, have mercy on him. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. He said, I believe what you're saying is truth, so help my unbelief. Help my unbelief, he asked him. Amen. And his son was healed. You got to come there with a reverence, a respect, an honor, with protocols, knowing the word of God, and then God will move on your behalf. Remember he said, anything you ask according to my will, I will hear that and I'll give it to you. That's what he said in 1 John 5:14 and 15. Anything that you ask in my will, what's his will? The written word of God is the will of God. So I can't know the will of God unless I know the word of God. And that's why you never pray for Jesus' sake. You pray in Jesus' name. It's not for his sake, it's for my sake. And the many people pray for Jesus' sake. Amen or omi or amen. Okay, verse 6 now. Watch out. We're coming to the kicker in this. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, talk about respect and honor. Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Wow. Some of us, that was a centurion. Christians don't realize awe and respect today. We come in here, give me two songs, one him or her, and let's go home. We don't linger longer. We don't sit there and stew in the presence of God. I need to go home now. I need to go. You've had an hour now. Oh, we're over an hour in service. Let's get out of town. But we'll sit there and watch 5 hours of television. Now I'm treading on toes. I don't do that, so I won't. I won't go there. Now watch what he says. So he sent his friends to him. He didn't even go himself. He sent his friends and said, you go tell him. He's so, I'm not worthy even to come into his presence. And the Holy Spirit makes us worthy to come into his presence. But we still come with respect and honor and awe as to what he has done and who he is. Amen. He says, he sent them to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself. I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. But just say the word. Say the word. Amen. Just say the word. And my servant will be healed. I'm telling you, that is verse 8. I'm just skipping down to that. I want you to see this, verse 8. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, his disciples and Israelites in covenant, turning to them. Look what he says here. Oh my goodness. Turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I've not found such great faith even in Israel. Listen, if you walk into the presence of our governor, Ron DeSantis, you're going to walk up to him, hey, how you doing? Please make sure I'm not with you when you do that. Whether you like him or dislike him, you go there, how you doing, mister? My name is Gerard Currie. I'm so pleased to meet you. Honor and respect. And we think we can live like the devil and walk into his throne room full of, you know, he says, come boldly into the throne room of grace. Boldly means knowing that you're a child, knowing that you're a son, knowing that you're righteous. You can come into his presence now, but you can't come in there with attitude. You can't come in there with sin. You can't come in there with unforgiveness. You can't come in there without respect for God. Come on. Oh, he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. What we did this morning, we got into the gates, but it's the adoration and the worship that brings you into his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And those who were sent, returning to the house, found the servant well who had been sick. Jesus didn't even go to the house. You can have family members in another state. He spoke the word. The centurion was in such respect and awe of Jesus that Jesus couldn't help but do what he did. He spoke the word because this man understood authority. And when you understand the authority of Jesus Christ, you will say, there is no incurable disease. Not in the world, not in my life as a Christian. It may be in the world, but it's not in my life. Why? Because I respect Jesus and I know the finished work of the cross and I'm a child of his. He can heal anything. In fact, he has already healed it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4956.